VIP. Let's kick it. What do you say, everybody? Been a couple of weeks. The chatter is back. And the chatter for me has a new home. Studio, what do we call this one, Houdini? Let's go with Studio 27. We've gone from, you know, Studio A to Studio 7 to Studio 16 to Studio 76. We've been all over the place, but this is truly Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants instead with a podcast. I mean, over-under game. Let's bring it back. What do you think we're at for combined studios? And welcome.
I want to say, shit, we're probably at combined like 22 studios. That could be a record.
The portal. I don't know how much you've read about this, Houdini, but they came out with a portal that was like the Chicago Bean, essentially. Much smaller, but a sphere. And in that sphere, it connected you from a portal to Dublin and New York City. Oh, it was great for hours. It was wonderful. You know, Grandma Sue came over there and saw her ancestors from Ireland that survived the Great Potato Famine. Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in 40 years. Haven't been able to afford a plane ticket. And I know that accent's terrible, Houdini. But that's what we had. That's what it was intended for. And it ended up being just an absolute disaster. It ended up being the chat roulette of ideas. You know, great on paper. But there are too many sick fucks out there to let that happen, man.
Well, not to break any news, but the reason it is now shut down, not to bury the lead here, is a young woman, how do I say this in a correct manner, showed her for about 30 seconds to the portal. And there's all these people out over in Dublin, like, or where was it? Is it Dublin?
It's Dublin.
Dublin, you just see it. There's like a bunch of like middle-aged women just going like, huh? And this girl's just jumping around, just bah, bah. Like, I mean, she went for like a minute straight. And I look at it as a win, really, because the fact that I think this was going on for 48 hours. We hadn't seen any boobs or a penis getting thrown out there. So in my estimation, I would have thought give it 6-7 hours, somebody's going to flash the damn thing. So I think this is an overall win. They got 48 hours of it. And clearly people that are, you know, younger generation didn't come up with this idea, because anyone that was in the chat roulette wheelhouse generation, they knew what was going to happen. This was bound to happen. It was inevitable.
It was inevitable. I mean, that's the only word you could use to describe it. You remember Yik Yak? For those of you that remember Yik Yak or whatever.
God.
Have you been in gas station bathrooms? Have you seen the shit that people are writing all over these walls? And you're going to trust it in downtown New York? I have no idea where it was. Fact check me, Houdini. May have been Manhattan. May have been Times Square. May have been Brooklyn. I don't give a damn. All I know is stupid idea. I mean, we could have seen this coming.
If they would have put it in like a small town in Minnesota, this thing would have went on for eternity. There's been a bunch of people like, hey, how you doing? How you doing over there? Yeah, good to meet you. And it would have been fine. They put it in New York. If you've ever been in New York, I mean, you don't go probably 5 minutes on the street in downtown New York without seeing a guy's penis. I mean, that's just what it is. That's what the city is. So, you know, it was a good attempt, but maybe regroup and put it in another city.
Houdini, I have a bone to pick. It's with free agency and recreation leagues as you get older. I'm a free agent playing on a softball team, and it has not gone great. You decide to play in the softball league like myself, a mixture of ages. You'll get some 50-year-olds. You'll get some 30-year-olds. You'll get some guys that are just there for a few beers. You'll get guys there, a.k.a. the other teams that were playing, in full-on jerseys, sponsored, batting gloves. They have their stirrups on. The pitchers have helmets on and shin guards. They look like they're frickin' Pudge Rodriguez coming out. It's completely different. Every softball team, right? How you take it in your 30s. And when you're a free agent, you don't know what to expect. Because I've now done this 3 times, living in San Francisco where I didn't know a ton of people, and now Chicago. Sometimes you want to play some sports, you don't know the people. The teams always suck every single time. I think we're about 1-14, and I broke my foot in one of the basketball games, so we're not off to a good start. We got run ruled in the third inning the other day. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm sitting in left field. I don't know the pitcher. First of all, our starting pitcher at the beginning of the season, he's also the captain, the coach, the Jackie Moon, he was fired up. fired up about this team. Seven pitches in, exactly. Takes one off the finger. The one that hangs out of the glove, takes one off the finger. He's out for the season. So the backup pitcher comes in. I swear to you, before we got run ruled 17-1 in three innings, this guy walked like nine batters. I was, in my mind, in left field, I'm like, I am going to just scream at this guy. Get it over the plate, Mel.
No, kudos to you, though. If I'm in a city where I don't know anybody, I just don't play rec league sports. I refuse to be the guy that is sitting there as a free agent. And that's what it is, Chuck. It's just a group of a bunch of dorks. That's why you guys suck. I mean, that's the truth. It is what it is. It's okay. I mean, you guys deserve to have a team too, but that's the reality of the situation.
Felt like I was a knothole, man. Yeah, getting run ruled. Yeah, man. I mean, it was terrible. And they weren't more athletic than us. Like, we had some athletes on our team, man. They weren't more athletic than us. They just, you know, had those beer bellies, and they were launching them over the fence while we were skying them to deep left field. But I want your overall thoughts on sportsmanship after the age of 30, because I thought it was kind of weird that we were, you know, doing the handshake line in a rec league where we just got trounced by 15 runs in three innings, and I was only there for 25 minutes. I wasn't happy. I don't know these guys. I don't want to shake their hands. Your thoughts? We had a pandemic a couple of years ago. We couldn't be within 6 feet of someone. Now I'm high-fiving some dude I don't even know after they ended the game after three damn innings. I got one at bat. You kidding me? Sportsmanship. Cancel it after the age of 35 if you're not a professional. Good Lord. Even the professionals don't care. I mean, they walk right to the tunnel.
I mean, this is an ongoing debate. Like, once a year, some kid, like, knocks a kid out in the handshake line, and it's a debate on, like, First Take. Should they get rid of the handshake line? Yada, yada. I just did it. We just had a shout-out to our three-on-three men's league team. We just whooped some ass, just cleaned up, and I did. I went over there. There was, like, a 48-year-old man. I, like, shook his hand. Great game, brother. Get him next time. And you still do it. I don't hate it. And if we got rid of it, what would – you know, there's always that one kid in grade school where they're like, hey, like the coach is like, you got to shake the other team's hand, and they do it. They're like, good game, good game, good game, good game. You're a bitch. Good game, good game. You're like, what? Hold on, what? And then there's like a whole thing that breaks out. So I think you need to keep the handshake line, because I really believe if you're like a 12-year-old and you can't actually lose a basketball game and then shake somebody's hand, you're probably not fit for society yet. You got to be able to do it. So I think we got to keep it. Maybe after it gets a little too rowdy, maybe you cancel the handshake line. You don't need it if, you know, the fans are getting kicked out and parents are getting arrested at the game. Maybe cut that. But a general game, you can shake the damn hand.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Chuck, so keep doing it even when you get run ruled.
On the train. Are we on the train with getting to the airport well before your flight? Well before your flight is all relative, dependent on who you are. But as the moderator here, I'm setting it at 2 hours before a flight. You on the train with getting to the airport 2 hours before you take off?
That might be a little long. Let's do the calculation, though. When you say 2 hours before the flight, let's say the flight's at 1, you board at 12:20. Okay? Let's say you get there, because I like to get there an hour before you board. Okay? You never know what these TSA agents are going to be up to. Sometimes they tell you to keep everything in the bag. Sometimes they tell you to take everything off. Sometimes you keep your shoes on. Sometimes they strip you butt naked. You never know what these guys are going to do. They make it up as they go. So I think you got to get there an hour before. So 2 hours, sure, I'll be on the train with that. I'll take 2 hours. I'm a firm believer in a couple termy beers. I think a terminal beer is a top five beer. So I like maybe getting one or two of those in before you take any flight. That gets dangerous if you fly a lot for work and you're like, holy shit, I'm drinking every fucking day, but I don't do that. So yeah, put me on the train for it.
I've never been a termy beer guy, man. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I'm always rushing. I don't go Kevin McAllister, or I guess the McAllister family, Peter McAllister, through the airport like I'm in Home Alone 2. I don't do that often. I've done it before. That's one of the toughest experiences of all time, but that's been canceled. Because I get there on time now. I get there an hour before every flight, and I have clear, and it's saved me a bunch of times. But do you see that clear may be canceled here soon? Because It's too defaming to everyone as I walk by, and I'm only paying like $60 a year, $100 a year. It's not like it's that much money or anything, and it's a one-time payment. But you're walking by everyone. They've been waiting for 30 minutes, and you just stroll to the front like you're freaking McConaughey. Oh, for $99.99. Trust me, folks, it's worth it. Get the clear if you're flying a lot. But yeah, with that being said, I get there an hour. It's an hour. It gives you 15 minutes to get the bag tagged before they stop accepting it. It's enough time. Every single time I get there right as my group is boarding, it's the sweet spot until it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. 2 hours is a little too early, but yeah, you got to get there an hour before you board, because like I said, you never know. And if you have to do the bag checking, I don't know if 2 hours is too early, because sometimes you'll walk in and like Southwest will have a line out the ass just to check the bag. And that's actually how I got clear. I did get clear for like a year, actually 2 years, because I forgot to cancel it. And I was paying clear on two separate accounts at one point. I had no idea I had it. So that was a debacle. But that's why I had to get clear, because I could get in front of TSA. And you're right, dude. They don't make it. It's not like a separate line. They literally just open up the gate after you saw people waiting in line for hours, and they put you right in front of like a couple that has sat there for 2.5 hours. They just go, here you go. And they're like looking at everyone else. They're like, listen, big money, it gets you places in this world, folks. You guys got to sign up for clear. So I still think TSA pre-check is the move. It's like $50 for 5 years.
It is.
Clear is like $100.
Don't you have to show up early and you got to go through some like test, or not test, but all this paperwork? Clear was easy. You know, it was like, hey, we'll have you cutting every single person in here in 5 minutes. You pay $99.99 and you can use it for the rest of your life too. It'll be an auto deposit. I'm like, $99.99. I'm spending that much on Eastern Kentucky minus two.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Mine was like $175 though.
Oh, I got grandfathered in. I'm one of the pioneers, man. Okay. When I was going back for the Reds games from San Francisco, like when Clear first started off, although it's probably been around since the 90s, I didn't even know. But I think it was 2020 when I was going back there, right after planes opened back up, Clear was a thing. Grandfathered in, baby.
I guess that's capitalism, because you're right. Clear is essentially, it's just paying to get ahead of everyone else. There is no, it's not like you got pre-check verification. They basically, if you have a pulse, you can get clear. They don't do anything for you. It's just paying to get in front of everyone else. So kudos to you, Chuck. Smart move. Smart man.
Yeah, when you're a tardy man, you're a tardy boy, you know? You're not a hardy boy solving mysteries. You're a tardy boy. Sometimes getting to the airport late, you got to have the protection there just in case. It is well worth it to have one out there, even if you get Houdini's rates. Not great. Hey, loyal listeners, now's a good time to tell you about Chatterbox Bearcats. If you're not a fan of the Cincinnati Bearcats, don't like college basketball, for the next 10 seconds, focus on the road. But for those of you that love Bearcats coverage, whenever news breaks in a lighthearted manner, and live postgame shows on YouTube after every single game, and the podcasts are there for you in the morning, hell yeah! That sounds wonderful, Chuck. Then subscribe to Chatterbox Bearcats wherever you get your audio podcasts. And we will see you for year two of the Scott Satterfield era. Oh, baby. I'm warming up my hands. Excited. Excited. Chatterbox Bearcats. Download it now. Our guest today is Cody Pucks. Hockey gambling sensation all over Twitter right now. And a native of Cincinnati. Oh, we got Cody. I was wondering what that
we
noise
got Cody.
Was.
Yeah,
was we like, got we Cody gonna... Pucks done. I was wondering. I was hearing a little something in the background. I thought it may have been Houdini's mic reverberating a bit. But no, it is Cody Pucks. Let me turn down your microphone a little bit as we pod him into the show live. Watching the Avalanche game. For those of you that watch on Instagram in the morning, in the goggles, in the helmet, the signature Cody Puck series. How are you? Welcome to Chatter.
I mean, I'm doing great. Could you guys see me like right when I popped in?
I'm sure Houdini could. I look at a rundown the entire show because I steer the ship, and Houdini just kind of chimes in when he wants to or when I tee him up. So I had just heard something
up
in my
on
ears.
Your screen. I felt like I was on the show, but then I didn't want to say anything. And then I'm watching the game.
Oh, I was like, Chuck.
Scored.
I'm like, Chuck, we get it. You like the fucking task rabbits. I was like, we got Cody Pucks on the show with a fucking helmet on, ready to go. Let's intro him and let's get this thing going.
Well, and I was ready to go at 9 p.m. And you know what Chuck texted me? He said, sorry, I'm on Central Time. I said,
Jesus Christ.
What does that mean, Chuck?
For those of you that don't know Cody Pucks, we're keeping the alias just like Houdini, but we'll give away some hints. Let's start off with the fact he's built up a nice little following on social media. Fall in his trip to IceCon. But what brings this full circle for me as an interview is the fact that I've known Cody Pucks for many years. He went to Lake Winoka back in the day. He is someone that went to Muller High School, played under the famed coach Carl Kramer. One issue is his entire mantra right now is hockey and hockey betting. And he's the craze of the puck world. I didn't even know you liked hockey until you started the page. I didn't even know you knew anything about hockey. I mean, you were a Nebraska football fan, but hockey, when, where, why, what, how? That's what we need to know.
So I've kind of been about hockey all my life. Like I've kept track with it more so than baseball, I guess you could say. And once gambling got legalized, you know, you're on Twitter, you see all these gamblers, you know, like they got their Saturday, Sunday cards out. And it's like, man, wouldn't you just love like putting a card out going like 6-0 and like I'm that guy, you know, like, I mean, we do it with all our friends and, gambling, got legalized. And I used to drive to Indiana, sit in, what's that? Shelton's Fireworks. Sit in the Shelton's Fireworks parking lot and fired off hockey bets. And I said, let's give this hockey a try. I mean, you know, who claims to be a good hockey gambler? Like, no one, definitely in Cincinnati. So I did it, and I started winning a little bit, and I felt like I was kind of good at that. And I don't know. I came up with the name Cody Pucks, and it's one of those things like you tell your guys like, dude, I'm going to create this Twitter account. Like, it's going to be so sick. I'm going to win every single bet, you know, Cody Pucks. And, when gambling became legalized in, Ohio, so January of last year, I just created the account and started giving out picks, you know, just, I don't know, kind of just spitballing. And, you know, if I win a couple, let's see where it goes. But yeah, do you guys know Mr. Ice? Have you seen his videos? Do you follow him?
I don't know about Houdini. Buddy. I'm gonna be completely honest out of the gate, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners. I mean, I love the Cyclones logo. I love an Ice Kelly Cup championship. I know nothing about hockey. I tried to, you know, call some San Jose Sharks highlights in San Francisco, some Logan Couture, some Aiden Hill between the pipes, but it was just straight up reading the copy that the producers wrote me, Cody. I know nothing, and I absolutely don't know who Mr. Ice is.
No, I don't know shit about hockey. Let's be very clear about that. I think Cody Pucks can tell, but Mr. Ice, I remember on Twitter, I was like, some guy followed me, Cody Pucks. I'm like, who the hell is this? And then I like, this guy's wearing a helmet with the hockey glasses. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, that's, oh my God. I was like, I know him. And then the next thing I see is him at like a bar with Mr. Ice. And if Mr. Ice is like a kind of a barstool-ish guy, he's friends with Portnoy. He's got a big following. He goes ballistic on Twitter. So I'm familiar with it. But I did want to ask you, how often, for those who are listening, Cody Pucks is currently wearing a hockey helmet, and everything on Twitter, he has the hockey helmet on. It doesn't matter if it's like noon, if it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, he's got it on. I'm wondering how long do you have that hockey helmet on? How long do you got that on? Is that all day? You showering in that thing? So,
well, I mean, to the listeners, I mean, to the followers, yeah. But it was one of those things like when I started, I didn't know what to do last year. And so I just made a notes app, and I would send out like 2-3 picks a day on a notes app. But I followed Mr. Ice, and just something about like, I mean, like when you're at the bars with your boys and like everybody's riding a bet and you're just watching it, like when that hits, I mean, is there anything like that? Like, so I would just watch hockey every night. Yeah, it's the best. And so you just like, you just watch, you just count to seven goals with Mr. Ice and it gets, it, I mean, it, you see it in a bunch of different ways. Like it could be 5-0 or 5 goals in the first, 1 in the second, and then you get an empty netter. Just something about hockey is unbelievable. And, you know, betting with the guys and just, that's the most fun thing. Like in between periods, you're checking Twitter and like, everybody's like, all right, we just need, like right now, I need Arturi Lehkonen to just shoot the puck one more time. And it would mean the world to me.
Just shoot it.
But
just
yeah, I mean, it just shoot the puck. And as far as the original question, I guess, the hockey helmet, I just did a video at the beginning of this year, like one of my first posts for this year. And I was just like, I bought this like at Played Again Sports one day thinking like, yeah, like I'll wear this helmet in one video. Like maybe like that'll be hilarious. And I mean, they loved it. And like,
it's great.
Can you guys actually, do you guys, what's this hair? Do you like believe this hair now too?
Yes. That's like, what real, do you, right?
Like, what's like serious? Yeah. Like it's real. Like to you guys though.
You had like a buzz, dude. You had like a buzz. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's another part of it. I just like, I don't know. It's been a couple years now. Like, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to start growing out my hair. And then it just, I don't know. Like, I just look like a hockey guy all of a sudden.
You do. You really do. How's the slate looking tonight? I'm looking at it now. We need, Lehkonen over 2.5. You have a couple plays here. What are we looking like tonight?
Tonight we got Lehkonen over 2.5 shots on goal scored. So first period, this is a perfect example of just like how fun it is watching hockey. So I don't like necessarily taking teams, you know, like money line teams. I like taking like a player, like if the game's gonna have a lot of goals, I'll take a player like on one of the teams and I'll just root for the player. Yeah, so but even if you're not watching the game, like, can you imagine, like, you know, going to the box score on ESPN, like seeing your team's got 5 goals and being like, oh my God, like one of them's got, like, we got to have some action there. And like loading the box score and you go like slowly through the first period to the second period. And then you like, see a second, it's like, yeah. So, I think Lehkonen has only 2 shots on goal, but he scored with 0.6 seconds left in the first period. So like that was electric for me. Lehkonen, there's the first shot.
Didn't your mom on Mother's Day pick one for you?
Yeah, so we had Mama Pucks for Mother's Day. I got her some flowers and a nice card and said she could pick the goal scorer to the first game that night. And Mama Pucks hits Barkov. And so everybody on Twitter's like, all right, Mama Pucks, like, who does she got for the second game? Mama Pucks picks Besser for the second game, and Besser has a hat trick in the first period. And everybody's going nuts. Like, it's Mama Pucks on Mother's Day. Like, I don't know.
Does your mom know anything about hockey? Twitter, like, could your mom tell you Winnipeg's mascot?
Went over there, brought her gifts. I set the phone on the table with the goal scorers. I said, Mom, you pick them. I'm not telling you anything. But what the numbers mean on the right side, the guys towards the top, they're probably going to score. But, like, you pick whoever you want. It's Mother's Day. Let's see some Mother's Day magic. And, yeah. I mean, she hit the first one on Monday night, too. So she had 3 in a row. Plus 450 goal scorer. Jordan Martinuk just scores for the Hurricanes. Her reasoning to me was he has good eyes and his mom looks nice. So she was searching these players on Google. Just that's it.
I might have a strategy there. So, yeah, at Cody Pucks, for anyone who's you know, paying attention or likes hockey, it seems like a blast just to be a part of it. I'm just going to read you his Twitter bio. So these are the three things that they have. So it's one, no jinx. Okay, no jinx. That's a promise. Two, it's full discretion. Okay, right now 132 and 130, which is astonishing for betting as much as you do. It truly is. I mean, that's a feat right there. And
two
then
games
three,
over 500.
We need everybody. That's great. That's fantastic. I'm probably like 8,000 under 500, so I might need to join the train. And then we need everybody with a wave. And you're 5-1 in multi-unit bombs. What is Cody Pucks when he sees the slate? Does he say, "I see a multi-unit bomb here"? I'm just curious on the strategy there.
So very, very important for people trying to get famous on Twitter. Your plays of the month, they gotta hit. They gotta hit.
Have to.
So, I can't even. I think for the first video, have you guys watched like the play of the month, like the one that I have pinned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I'll make like a longer video and then open the garage door and that's the pick, and I'll just like do different things. But and like can you guys imagine me like recording that and editing that? Like it takes a lot.
It does.
And
trust me, I know.
But yeah, for whatever reason, we hit the first one. And then it's just something to get excited about every month. I mean, just like, I guess the whole thing, like it's just everybody riding together and let's see what happens.
Trust me, Houdini was a part of the late stages of the Choice Cuts, but some of the listeners know about the Choice Cuts gambling segment that made its way to mainstream TV, but at one point was a behind the scenes legit just mega cards every Saturday, the super slate, the 19 game parlays, the diamond pick of the month, everything. Had like three great months, had the inbox flowing big time for a little bit, but heartbreak is always around the corner in this game. But I'll tell you what, one thing they can't take away from you is it's going to be tough to have a losing record in that multi-unit bomb. You're going to have to bomb really bad. So you got a nice head start there. You can keep that in the bio. And B, they're not taking off the helmet. They're not taking off the damn helmet.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Pucks.
Well, one thing I was going to say is 5-1 in play of the month. And I will just say, sorry, Dad, but on the one play, I went over to my dad's house, like play of the month, Dad, like, let's go. And Dad's sitting there looking at the lines before the game, like when can I like get this line for less? And like I want to get it at like 5.5. You know, I'm not going to bet the 6.5. That's too much juice. And so the one loss, I think Dad might have mushed me, just for the record.
Daddy Pucks, not the guy you want to tail. All right, I'll keep that in mind. I did want to ask you just a real NHL question. Because like we said, me and Chuck don't watch it much. I watch every now and again, like the Stanley Cup I'll watch.
Love the sport. Why just don't have a team.
No, it's more fun to watch it in person personally than – unless you're doing what Pucks is doing and betting the slate, because I can get into anything if we got money on it. But I'm curious. There's a lot of theories on this. Why do you think – and I think we talked about this, Chuck, on the show once. Why in – NHL fighting is like, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Everybody's rooting for it. People are loving it. You don't even really get like penalized. It's like, go sit in the box for like 2 minutes. If that happens in any other sport, people lose their goddamn minds. Why do you think hockey, it's acceptable and people love it? Why is it just hockey and not, you know, hoops, baseball, you name it?
That's another reason why I like hockey too, because you can watch hoops and, you know, team can get in the bonus, you know, 10 minutes left in the second half and they're down 10. So like, if you're betting on that, that can get goofy to me. In hockey, it's like bang, bang, you know, and a lot of power plays are huge, you know, at the end of the game, a team, whoever will be down a goal, they'll pull the goalie. So an empty netter, like you always have opportunity. And the fighting, I think, just adds to it. Like hockey, dude, hockey doesn't give a fuck. And I'm pretty sure that like a coach last night, he literally dropped an F-bomb like in the presser. And I think like they just didn't bleep it out. And that was cool. So that's another reason why I like hockey. Like it's, I don't know. That's just the attitude of the sport, I guess.
Final one for you, Pox. Have no idea who's in the playoffs. I don't know if it's the Predators year. I do know the Avalanche are playing right now. I know the Islanders are always good, right? The Rangers. I can name every team, but can probably only name about 10 players in the NHL. With that being said, I'm not making any prediction. Who's winning it this year?
Probably the Stars. The Stars are good.
Dallas, eh? Stars are nice.
Yeah, I've hated on the Stars all year because a lot of the picks, a lot of the overs that Mr. Ice took, like I'll watch those games and Stars, they ruin a lot of those. So, you know, I think that just got in the back of my head. But yeah, Stars are probably good. If Stars, Rangers, I don't know if you want to make a future. I like the Rangers in the East. You could probably get some, they're probably like plus 350, plus 400 to win the East. So I don't know, but Stars to win it all probably.
All right, not a multi-unit bomb play, though.
No, those are special. I want to make one more. I want to make one more before the year's. That's another thing, too, about the multi-unit bomb. After it hits, you're like, dude, I want to make another one tomorrow. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's always, where you can get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, and yeah, it's gambling, dude. Like, it's so lucky, too, but it's just, you guys should ride one time. Chuck, you gotta sharpen up on the ice there, buddy.
I mean, I told you earlier, I had to call some highlights here and there. So some names pop into my mind every once in a while, but, I don't know the nuts and bolts of the game. I would go to my Cyclones games going up, the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks back in the day, and no one cared. You know, I got into college basketball. There's only so many things a grown man can care about before it becomes overload. They say that, you know, anxiety is caused just because you have so many things going on. I got a lot, you know, basketball, football, Major League Baseball, college basketball. Like at a certain point, I can't add anything else to the arsenal. That's why I never added FC Cincinnati yet. One of the win, obviously, but I can't follow it, and it's the same way with hockey. But it is a great sport.
Know your lane.
I'm with you. Smart. Yeah.
Yep.
Two p.m. Chuck's worried about what groceries he's going to bring home, and Pucks is just thinking about the slate. It's
they're built different.
That's understandable. But I'm just telling you guys, like I work outside, so as I'm digging that hole. Like, I'm thinking about, you know, who could it be? Who could it be?
Good stuff. So, Cody Pucks,
this guy's
follow
checking
him.
The lines at all times, folks. You got to love it. Stuff. At all times, all hours, you're sleeping. Pucks is analyzing the fucking slate.
At Cody Pucks. Yeah, Cody Pucks on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you could find him. I don't even know if he's on Instagram, but you'll see him everywhere here soon because he's a hell of a guest. And in the world of content, Cody Pucks just scratching the surface of what he can be in that helmet and those beautiful goggles. You know, maybe someday he's going to switch those goggles, but that helmet, play it against sports, it ain't going anywhere, folks. It's the signature along with the winning multi-unit bombs. Cody Pucks, thank you.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. It was fun.
See you, big dog.
Man. No, we'll let you get back to the Avalanche game. I know that's coming down to the wire, it looks like, right?
Yeah, we got 4-3. We need number 62 on the Avalanche, maybe to put one more puck on net, just to make us happy.
Pucks on net is one of the greatest terms going out right now. I love that.
It's definitely, you know, degenerate stuff. But like, if your guy needs a shot, that goalie's pulled. Like you're like shoot, shoot, shoot.
Just fire it.
Just fire one away.
Yeah.
Cody Pucks, man. We probably need to do a little more due diligence on what the fuck is going on in hockey. On the next time we get Cody Pucks on, because we might have, that might be a niche. There might be some diehard hockey guys. I'm imagining some of his followers tuning into this podcast and thinking they're getting like a X's and O's pocky, hockey podcast. And we're just like, who the fuck's even in? Who's in the playoffs? I'm very confused. I know Pucks on net, but I know nothing else. So that might not help our cause. But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We don't discriminate. We love hockey. We just, we're not going to fake it. We're not going to be like some of those. Yeah, Stephen A, he doesn't know shit about hockey. He just hops on a big story breaks. He reads a few articles. All of a sudden, next thing you know, he watched Wayne Gretzky in high school. But no. Anything else, Houdini? Or can I end the show this time?
No, you can end the show. Good to go.
See you, everyone. Subscribe and give it 5 stars if you like the show. And if you're listening this long and you don't like the show, get a damn life. Peace.